Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Contact.
Honey, I love it. I do. I love it. I love family. I love mommies. I got to spend the weekend with my mother last weekend, and she is down in Spring, Texas. and I got to spend time with her, and she has the most infectious laugh ever. When she starts laughing, you start laughing. And we did that all weekend. We laughed, and it was so much fun. It was. And now I have two daughters. I have a daughter that lives here in Dallas with me, and then I have a daughter that lives in Pennsylvania. And they both have girls, and they're both 16, and it is so fun just to watch them connect with one another. It is so fun because I remember when they were 16 and the drama that I got, and it's so funny. It is so funny. And these girls are spitting images of their mothers, and that I am so proud of. In fact, I don't know if you can see it, but I have a picture here of my the daughter that I live with here, and let's see, there we go. Me and her and the 16-year-old on her 16th birthday, and we had a blast. We had a blast. She played Dave and Buster's. But you know what? I'm also here at the Dallas Arboretum, and so the exhibit is the Zimbabwe sculptures from different Zimbabwe artists all across the world. So if y'all are in the mood to come, you can come down today. They're here to 4, or it's here through August 8th. And it's really a beautiful exhibit. It's one of the most beautiful exhibits I've seen. And they're all throughout the garden. So, and I just want to say happy Mother's Day to you, Mother Curry. And, this is a great thing, Deborah. Thanks for inviting me. Well, my mom has been, I have to say, my biggest cheerleader ever. No matter what I wanted to do or how futile it may have seemed, she cheered me on. I mean, she cheered me on from the time I can, as far back as I can remember. So we would have Thanksgiving, and we would have, like, wonderful dinner. And my mom, I'm not a big cook. And so she said, all right, you're going to cook something for Thanksgiving. I'm like, what? So in the kitchen, I had to do two things, and that was the cornbread and the potato salad. So out of all of the things I cook, which is very little, those are the best, the cornbread and the potato salad. So that's what I do, for our Thanksgiving dinners. And we just sit around and we laugh. But my mother, like I said, she's my biggest cheerleader. To this day, if I go, Mom, I'm trying to do something at work and I have to do this, she's like, you can do it. You can do anything you put your mind. I mean, she would always cheer me on. And I think that's such a blessing. And I try to do that with my girls, cheer them on. They're both of the 16-year-olds are on the honor roll, and they're just some talented young girls. And so I think that's what we have to do for our mothers and for ourselves, is to be our own biggest cheerleaders. And take I can't and I'm afraid out of our vocabulary. Thank you. Mic is working. What is going on? Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful exhibit. It really is. And it is so many, it's got all kinds of things that's going on here. They had this morning they had a performance by the St. Luke Community United Methodist Church Choir. They had they have all these different Black-owned businesses out here, about 25 or so. That had a performance with the Carter High School alumni chorus and a performance by Jordan Jones Bishop Arts Theater, the Dallas Black Dance Theater. I mean, it's just been all kinds of wonderful things out here. And I'm going to go check out that fashion show in a little bit, so I'm going to have to get off. But I am having such a good time out here. I got a grand tour, you know, of the whole Arboretum. It is beautiful. It is really beautiful. And it's here to August the 8th. So what I do, I work for one of the most awesome women, Black women in this city, all around, known Cheryl Smith. She is the editor and publisher of iMessenger Media, and which is a multi media company. I mean, she has Blog Talk Radio, she has Facebook Live, she has the newsletter, she has the newspaper, she has a digital news magazine. Anyway, so I work with her. I the community calendar and the newsletter, and I have a Blog Talk show like you, Miss Deborah, and it's on Friday. It's called From Marvel with Love, and it's from 11 a.m. to 1. And it is a lot of fun. It is, I get to talk to people of every genre, you know, every diversity, and it is really cool just sharing with one another. And as you know, COVID has affected us in so many different ways, and just to have this outlet, I think is a blessing. Yes, 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 I got that. Yeah. Yep, we're going to stay connected. All right. Oh, have a... Okay. Okay, all right. Well, thank you, and I appreciate you, Deborah. Have a wonderful day. All right? Okay. All right. Bye-bye. I don't know how to quit. But I'm just gonna remove myself from the stream, and but you're still connected to Blog Talk. Okay? All right. Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.